I'm heading to my client's conference today in Florida, and we'll be giving a recap of their media highlights over the past year that we've secured for them. This client is a nonprofit organization called Organic and Natural Health Association, and they do a lot of advocacy work representing the interest of organic and natural nutrition and wellness companies, in addition to educating consumers on these products in order to help them make informed decisions. We use PR as a tool to effectively further both of those causes. One story we pitched that sticks out to me the most this past year initiated a response that didn't directly give Organic and Natural credit for their work, but still furthered their cause. Before you get caught up in getting credit for an initiative, realign with your purpose and own the outcome. Organic and Natural's boldest and most important initiative from my view this past year was addressing the hype around hemp and CBD products that have been the most popular supplements purchased by consumers with the least oversight from the FDA. Because of this lack of oversight and guidance from the Food and Drug Administration, reputable companies selling these supplements have been in a holding pattern to market and promote them, while shady companies are making a huge profit by promising consumers misleading health benefits from products that actually have little to no effective levels of CBD hemp in them. It's a nightmare situation for both reputable companies and the general public. Because the issue is so controversial, most trade organizations have avoided taking action, but not Organic and Natural. We helped them launch a consumer awareness, buyer beware media campaign to expose the bad actors causing more harm than good to the CBD industry, one of which was Amazon, the largest online retailer selling more than 10,000 CBD products despite a no CBD policy on their site. This policy keeps reputable supplement companies from selling CBD on Amazon, but invites shady companies trying to make a quick buck off consumers to produce mislabeled CBD products, many of which are listed as Amazon's bestsellers. Organic and Natural took action by conducting independent lab tests on these so-called hemp products listed on Amazon, only to find traces of CBD. Then we issued these findings in a press release calling out the dangerous loophole to Amazon in order to warn their customers who unknowingly are being duped. We pitched this story and received coverage for our client. But remember, the point of public relations is not just to get credit, it's to make change. And sometimes making change doesn't always give you the credit. So, you have to ask yourself, what's more important, the credit or the change? We may have exposed Amazon duping consumers on CBD purchases, but they turned it around and duped Organic and Natural on receiving any credit for their missteps by igniting their own investigation of themselves through their own news outlet, The Washington Post. This allowed them to bury the story that read almost exactly as Organic and Natural's press release by publishing it days before the Christmas holidays to admit to the CBD product problems on their site, but minimizing the exposure. The pitch challenge today: don't let receiving credit get in the way of a cause. Take ownership of it and leverage it to move your cause forward. My client's initial reaction to the post story was naturally disappointment because they were not mentioned or quoted at all for calling out Amazon. Most people would respond this way. When you put a lot of work into a cause and you receive zero credit, it can be deflating. But once we realized the bigger picture here was that Amazon was responding to Organic and Natural's exposure of their bad CBD selling practices, that they were just responding in their own way, the safe way, through their own media outlet that didn't challenge them or slam them for their oversight, I advised my client to just own it. We didn't need to get credit from a company they were calling out. In fact, it makes more sense they did not give organic and natural credit. So we went into action immediately on the same day and issued another press announcement that the Washington Post CBD product investigation on Amazon and linked it to Organic and Natural's original investigation that started the scrutiny. This is how my client ended up getting credit through other media outlets who reported this connection that was all initiated by Organic and Natural. The most valuable results of our efforts was, of course, not getting the client credit, but raising awareness to consumers to not purchase CBD products from Amazon. Public relations served its purpose in accomplishing this greater goal. Remember, getting credit may be a function of marketing, but it is not the primary purpose of public relations, which is responsible for achieving greater good for your organization with or without the acknowledgement that you did the work. And in this client's case, making consumers aware that they are wasting money and risking their health by purchasing hemp cloaked as CBD products on Amazon, in whatever form the news coverage comes, is far more important than getting acknowledgement for simply calling Amazon out.